When were you the happiest? What has kept you from happiness? When you sing, "Joyful, joyful, we adore you," are you faking it? When you sing, "Joy to the world," are you prophesying the truth? It is truth. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Welcome to Truth in the Spirit. I'm your host, Patty Bruner. We're presenting Bliss of the Kingdom, which is our ninth and final episode in the Stepping Stones to the Fullness of Christ series. Joy is a gift from God. Only in God are our longings fulfilled. We'll explore the concept of living in the kingdom of God theologically in the Catechism, and we'll take the "my yoke is easy" of Jesus as we search through Scripture. The concept of the bliss of the kingdom comes up a lot on Truth of the Spirit. We have mentioned joy in a majority of our episodes. We've picked out a few key words from previous episodes to share with you today. And this week, the Lord shared something new with me about the bliss of the kingdom that I'll share with you too. In our episode on the simple lessons of following the way, the Lord told me, "The eternal life is the greatest of gifts, like the beggar Lazarus, but in eternal bliss, following the angels in praise for their God and being set free from all barriers to experiencing firsthand the love of the Lord." In our episode on Pentecost history, I shared my spiritual experience of visiting heaven and experiencing the fullness of His divine presence. To describe what I felt, you would have to think of the happiest you have been and multiply it times 1,000. In those moments, I comprehended eternity. I stood within the light of Christ without any barrier, and His divine light penetrated my being. It changed my life forever. Since that moment, I have done everything I could to encourage people so that they might take hold of the opportunity to spend eternity with Jesus and know the bliss of heaven that I experienced. Among our very first Truth of the Spirit episodes, Letting Go of Internal Chaos, we talked about inner healing for times of grief. To overcome the loss, the Lord taught us the recognition of finding your beloved in heaven. Eternal bliss can lessen the pain of separation, the knowledge that you will be together again. And prayers for your beloved gives aid, spiritual aid. We can step away from worrying, even when we are living in the midst of chaos, when we step back and say, "This too will pass, because this is of the temporal world." Even if it is for 100 years, it's just the snap of our fingers when we look at eternity and the joy that is to come forever and forever and forever. When all is said and done, all shall enter into judgment. All those who take their places ordained by the Father in eternity will look back with joy and fulfillment that they lived their lives to the fullness of the vocation, calling, and grace set forth for them from the creation of the world. For now, we heard in the blueprint of God's plan, discerning the gifts of the Spirit, each gift is the joy of the Holy Spirit that, like a fountain, bubbles to the surface and spreads to give refreshment and hope. In Truth of the Spirit's Does God Love Me episode, the Lord had me ask you these questions as we searched for truth. Have you ever seen a sunset that was spectacular? Have you ever snuggled a sleeping baby? Have you ever worn a new outfit that was perfect for you? These earthly things bring joy and a sense of peace. The sunset is there for the viewing. It doesn't mind if you're healthy or bright or generous or talented. It just is. A sleeping baby totally trusts you to hold them in your arms. The baby doesn't mind if your shoes match or if your hair is combed. It doesn't care if the mortgage is paid or if there's food in the refrigerator. The joy of a sleeping, snuggling baby is joy and contentment. When everything seems to fall into place for you and you feel good about yourself, you don't mind if the people on the next street are awake or taking out their trash. The peace, joy, and contentment of these earthly things are but a taste of the goodness of the Lord and the bliss of heaven that awaits you. When God created the world with all its beauty, it was to share it with you. His love for you is greater than anything you can imagine. How often have you recognized the Lord and shouted for joy? How often have you recognized the joy of the Lord in the smile of a child? In Living Seasons of Change broadcast that's available on our Patriarch Ministries website, the Lord encouraged us and then gave a caution in the September season of the Mark of Discipleship. As you seek the face of God, it is always found as you seek the kingdom of God. Sometimes the delay causes some to lose heart, to give up. A true disciple receives the joy, peace, the signs of the presence of God. Turn away from jealousy and selfishness. As the world is full of jealousy and self-centeredness, without truth, it will indeed seek to destroy those who rub the innate conscience. These will seek to quiet the voice of truth so as not to be challenged to be the servant, but to remain the served. When the Lord showers blessings and power, those who stand on the outside and seek to rob them, to obtain them by destroying those who contain them, when a disciple receives these blessings and runs into opposition, they must turn with love, not with vengeance, not with a passion to destroy before destruction takes place for themselves. Joy and the bliss of the kingdom are quite evident in our Discovering Life in the Spirit series. In baptism in the Holy Spirit, the Lord shares that He has created each person for a unique purpose as a unique creation. When life in the Spirit is accepted and allowed to manifest, even though for some, the manifestation itself becomes a lifelong process, you shall enter a joy and peace that surpasses the understanding of the world at large. In gifts of the Spirit, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit fully, life doesn't become a bed of roses, yet you can be filled with the joy and peace that the bed of roses portrays. The gifts of joy and laughter can be given to protect the people from the enemy or for inner healing. The first time this happened to me, a priest who manifested this gift was praying in tongues, and it sounded so funny to me that I started giggling and couldn't stop. Another time at a conference, one of the team members was given a ministry of this gift of laughter, and every time she looked at me, I broke out laughing. Joy like that is very refreshing. In preparing the heart for the Holy Spirit, the Lord taught us we need to remember that God is quite aware of our abilities and disabilities. He has a plan of joy for us in this life and the next. As you trust God, you will have joyful anticipation above worry. Joyful anticipation is about hope. All prayer can fall into the category of joyful anticipation, even in sad situations. When a loved one is sick and you worry about treatment and recovery, the peace that surpasses all understanding can enter the heart by communicating with God and surrendering with hope and trust. Is everyone healed in this world? Is everyone rescued? Reading the lives of the martyrs would seem to be a big no. Yet, in joyful anticipation of eternal peace and joy, the martyrs bravely accepted their deaths and offered their pain and separation from loved ones to embrace eternity with God. Through God's gift of love, as we join Him at His side in heaven, there will be no sting of suffering and death, but the glory of God will fill us with everlasting joy. His joy is available now too. As we surrender, as we become docile to the Holy Spirit, we use our gift of free will to accept God's love. And as His love enters our heart, our life is transformed by His love. Truth of the Spirit answered the question, why life in the Spirit? With a focus on the bliss of the kingdom. Millions of Catholics have stepped forward to the joy of abundant life, the satisfaction of truth, the fulfillment of the promises of faith, especially in the relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as eyes are open to the love of the Father. Life in the Spirit calls you to remember to love, pray, have joy, and share. These provide an abundant life, even in the midst of imperfection. Have you ever wanted more? Jesus came to give us a more abundant life. Can you imagine what that could be like? Life in the Spirit brings the joy of abundant life. Accept it and bring the joy of the Lord into the hearts of the captives, and they shall also be free. Joy is a great way to win battles. It is a tool of the Lord to destroy the plots of the enemy. The enemy seeks to destroy your joy. He will not. The Holy Spirit is a giver. He gives love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And most of all, you will know the truth that God loves you. The turning towards the Lord brings hope, joy, fulfillment, satisfaction, and sense of direction in a life that has flapped in the breeze. It is blessing the Lord for the blessings of stability and prosperity that the person has. Recognizing that we are to thank God for all things, even struggles. And in doing so, we find peace. Before Life in the Spirit, when I went to Mass, I sat, I listened, I sang, I went to communion. Now, when I hear or proclaim God's Word at Mass and receive the body and blood of Christ, I enter eternity. I have intimacy with God. I open myself up to His grace. Before, I focused on the things of the world and sought happiness through worldly relationships and entertainment, even though some of what I did, I know now, was sinful. Now I focus on the will of God and find joy, peace, contentment, indeed all the fruits of the Spirit. Relationships have improved as they became more holy. And when I listen to God's voice, my heart opens to receive the Holy Spirit. This grace nourished me like protein and vitamins, but instead of just physical strength, I had been empowered spiritually. All these things are true. Yet, in the world, there are miserable people. In the Lenten Logos series, we taught by these words of the Lord about overcoming the effect of sin. Comforted by peace, refreshed by joy, strengthened by grace, loved by love, and the broken is mended, and the empty are filled, and you are made whole. There are too many of God's children who are ready to criticize and complain. Do not join their ranks. Play the Pollyanna. Find the joy. Find the positive, the blessing in each situation. Never be content to hear the negative views. Always turn the head toward God's plan, even in the veil of sufferings. Take heart. Rejoice. Find joy in the suffering. This is how evil is overcome. Not that sins and suffering is good, but that the endurance without turning to the evil one for relief answers the Father with trust. Love with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love others as yourself. God is the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All who come to Him will find truth, and the truth will set them free. God is a patient God, and he turns not away from us with a stone ear. Nay, he solaces his children and gives gifts to bring joy and to renew our spirits. As his child, the everlasting joy of the kingdom of God can be felt on earth as it is in heaven. The joy of the kingdom is based on the freedom to love and to be loved in total awareness. Truly, this is the base of joy. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Happy are those called to his supper table. Woe to those who, though invited, reject the gift that is offered. Show your love to others. Forgive others. Show how much you take joy in Jesus, your Savior. Eventually, you will see the difference. Be patient and caring with those you love. Continue to encourage them. This is the real gift that you can give. In heaven, we'll throw a party. We discovered the joy in heaven as we confess and reconcile with the Lord. The Lord shared with us the realization of where you are spiritually is difficult for most to grasp. Either we have become blinded by sin and we think we are much better off than we really are, or else we are so aware of our sin that we do not see God's image within us and thus are not hope-filled and thus do not come to be cleansed. But when we do, the joy is mine, says the Lord. There is more rejoicing over one sinner returned to the fold than 100 who stay the course, for what was lost is found. Think about this. The Lord's joy is not complete until he holds you in his arms, welcoming you home again. God wants you to be cleansed of sin and all its effects. Heaven is without effect of any sin. There is no death, no illness, no criticism, no heartaches. God's kingdom is joy and peace, and he will give you his kingdom now. Here's what the Lord shared with me yesterday. This is a new word. Happiness in this world is fleeting. Happiness in heaven is forever. Glimmers of joy are yours as you look upon the beauty of God when it is reflected in that which he created, the wedding feast, the newborn child, the praying hands of the aged, the sunlit trail on an autumn day, the sun setting amidst the panoramic view of nature, the twinkling of the evening star, the rising of the harvest moon. If God gives this joy in an imperfect world, consider how much more shall be freely given in the eternal kingdom of God. As you pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, you ask God for a taste of his glory. Ask for the presence of God to manifest in your heart and in your mind. Reach out to him. One place this occurs is in the celebration of the Eucharist. The Lord said, avail yourself to the kingdom of God and be docile to the Holy Spirit, and you will experience the bliss of the kingdom, for it shall be as your wedding feast. It shall be as the full moon reflecting the glorious light of the Lord. The Lord says it will be as the moment of creation, for you and I shall be one. Just as all the colors of the prism are contained within the light, you are contained within me, says the Lord. Know me. Know that I love thee. The joy of the Lord shall be yours now and forever. These words and the Lord's words we have shared in the past episodes are from personal revelation. As always, we ask you to discern them. Theologically, we can define joy and happiness by the concept of living in the kingdom of God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church will help us to understand some of what the Church teaches about living joyfully in the kingdom of God. Key thoughts you see in these paragraphs include talking about the unsearchable riches of Christ, true happiness, hope, and being of good cheer. The Church teaches us that joy comes from having the same mind as Jesus by doing as Jesus did. If you think that is impossible for you, we will discover that God can create a new heart. We can hear about the bliss of the kingdom because God led His church to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Catechism paragraph number 425 says the transmission of the Christian faith consists primarily in proclaiming Jesus Christ in order to lead others to faith in Him. From the beginning, the first disciples burned with the desire to proclaim Christ. We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And they invite people of every era to join into the joy of their communion with Christ. Quoting 1 John chapter 1, the Catechism then says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest, and we saw it, and testify to it, and proclaim it to you, the eternal life with the Father, and was manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. True happiness is explored by Catechism paragraph number 1723. The beatitude we are promised confronts us with decisive moral choices. It invites us to purify our hearts of bad instincts and to seek the love of God above all else. It teaches us that true happiness is not found in riches or well-being, in human fame or power, or in any human achievement, however beneficial it may be, such as science, technology, and art, or indeed in any creature, but in God alone, the source of every good and of all love. Do as Jesus to have the same mind. Catechism paragraph number 2842 tells us, as we forgive those who trespass against us. This "as" is not unique in Jesus' teaching. You, therefore, must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. It is impossible to keep the Lord's commandment by imitating the divine model from outside. There has to be a vital participation coming from the depths of the heart, and the holiness and the mercy and the love of our God. Only the Spirit by whom we live can make our the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Then the unity of forgiveness becomes possible, and we find ourselves forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave us. Catechism paragraph number 1818 points out the virtue of hope responds to the aspiration to happiness which God has placed in the heart of every man. It takes up the hopes that inspire men's activities and purifies them so as to order them to the kingdom of heaven. It keeps man from discouragement. It sustains him during times of abandonment. It opens up his heart in expectation of eternal beatitude. Buoyed up by hope, he is preserved from selfishness and led to the happiness that flows from charity. If you knew the gift of God, quotes paragraph 2560 of the Catechism, the wonder of prayer is revealed besides the well where we come seeking water. There, Christ comes to meet every human being. It is He who first seeks us and asks us for a drink. Jesus thirsts. His asking arises from the depths of God's desire for us. Whether we realize it or not, prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. God thirsts that we may thirst for Him. Be of good cheer. Catechism paragraph 1808 says, fortitude is the moral virtue that ensures firmness in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of the good. It strengthens the resolve to resist temptations and to overcome obstacles in the moral life. The virtue of fortitude enables one to conquer fear, even fear of death, and to face trials and persecutions. It disposes one even to renounce and sacrifice his life in defense of a just cause. The Catechism then quotes Psalm 118 and the Gospel of John, chapter 16. The Lord is my strength and my song. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God can create a new heart, says Catechism paragraph number 298. Since God could create everything out of nothing, He can also, through the Holy Spirit, give spiritual life to sinners by creating a pure heart in them, and bodily life to the dead through the resurrection. God gives life to the dead. and calls into existence the things that do not exist. And since God was able to make light shine in darkness by His Word, He can also give the light of faith to those who do not yet know Him. Now, let's take the Bible and see how the Lord uses sacred scripture to guide us to the bliss of the kingdom. First, we'll turn to the Old Testament. The prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, is later quoted by Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the lowly, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord. The prophet Isaiah also proclaims praise, as he says in Isaiah chapter 61, I exult for joy in Yahweh. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me in garments of salvation. He has wrapped me in a cloak of saving justice, like a bridegroom wearing his garland, like a bride adorned in her jewels. Isaiah chapter 35 talks about the holy highway to the bliss of the kingdom. A highway will be there called the Holy Way. And no one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. No lion will be there, nor beast of prey go up to be met upon it. It is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. Psalm 51 tells us, joy is being at peace with God. Turn away your face from my sins, blot out all my guilt. A clean heart create for me, God. Renew in a steadfast spirit. Do not drive me from your presence, nor take from me your Holy Spirit. Restore my joy in your salvation. Sustain in me a willing spirit. Joy is redefining the key goal of life in Isaiah chapter 12. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy, you will draw the water at the fountain of salvation. Joy is basking in God's sunlight, told by Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Worship the Lord with cries of gladness. Come before Him with joyful song. The New Testament also tells of the bliss of the kingdom. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And Jesus says in John chapter 10, verse 10, a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, Jesus tells the parable of leaving the 99 sheep to find the lost one. Then He says in chapter 15, verse 7, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who need no repentance. Joy is being at peace with yourself. Jesus says in John chapter 15, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in His love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. Pain is forgotten in joy. Jesus reminds us in John chapter 16, when a woman is in labor, she's in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. Jesus also says in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. Be of good cheer. I have conquered the world. As Jesus prepares us to receive the bliss of the kingdom, in John chapter 20, verse 19 to 23, he tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Paul told the Philippians that bliss is in praying, in unity, in helping, and in being helped. Philippians chapter 1 says, I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. Philippians chapter 2, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Chapter 4, verse 19, he says, my God will supply whatever you need in accord with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Paul shares the blissful divine hug of the kingdom in Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. The bliss of the kingdom is so amazing that there is joy even in suffering for Jesus. Acts chapter 5, verse 40, after recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordering them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus and dismiss them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. Acts chapter 13, verse 50, the Jews incited women of prominence who were worshipers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But God has so constructed the body as to give greater honor to a part that is without it, so that there may be no division in the body, but that the parts may have the same concern for one another. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts share its joy. To respond to what the Holy Spirit has led the church to teach us, think about this. Joy is a gift from God. Only in God are our longings fulfilled. How can you allow God to fill all your longings? How can you use God's teaching to deal with what makes you unhappy? What attitudes can you change to give God glory? Changing attitudes to have the mind of Christ gives glory to God. Joy is not complete until He holds you in His arms. Pray with me to receive the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we call joy. Lord, You have come to bring us life, to bring it more abundantly than we humanly desire. Reveal to us, dear Jesus, the joy that is Your kingdom. Create for us a new heart, a heart that forgets pain and suffering, a heart that only seeks Your face. Create for us a new heart that shares the good news of Your kingdom with everyone. Create a new heart in us that will comprehend the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Change us to be more like You. Show us this week that You are real and care about us, so that we may be able to hand our lives over to You. Amen. This concludes our series of Stepping Stones to the Fullness of Christ. We are not the same as we were when we first started this journey together. Each week, the words of the church and of the Lord have entered our hearts. We have meditated on these things and responded. We have shared our hearts, minds, and our faith with one another. Our traveling on the stepping stones together has made us stronger and has brought us into the fullness of Christ. I thank the Lord for each of you. You've been listening to Truth of the Spirit and Bliss of the Kingdom, Stepping Stones to the Fullness of Christ, number 9. You can read the script of this and all the episodes of the series at patriarchministries.com/187. We set up a playlist of the 9 episodes of this series on our free YouTube channel. You can access our channel by clicking on our icon in the description or the link in the description. And then we invite you to come back for more with the Holy Spirit. There's always more. Amen.
This is the Padua Podcast Network. PaduaPodcastNetwork.com.